The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. On Fridays, we enjoy visiting with John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman from Behind the Mitten. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Michigan.
Good morning.
Be listening on Sunday for your show. What do you got coming up this week?
This week is one of our favorite shows that we do every holiday season. It's our Murdoch's Fudge, original Murdoch's Fudge show. And we love this show because we kind of take you behind the scenes of what happens on Mackinac Island for the holiday season, because they're shipping fudge from the island to literally the entire country. And they have a little Santa's workshop kind of set up, and it's a super interesting story. And we bring in some other experts to come and talk about fudge too, right, Gonzo?
Yeah, that's right. It's like Amy said, one of our favorite shows of the year. But I think that if you tune in, we want you to tune in, right? You're going to learn a little bit about the history of fudge on Mackinac Island, how it got there, and why it's such a big part of our experience when we go to the island. And we also might have a little surprise for you, too.
Uh-huh. Surprise. Oh, well, definitely tune in for that. The intrigue is there. I think a lot of people think that after Labor Day or so, or maybe, by, September, October, certainly, everything just shuts down on the island and absolutely nothing happens. But as you point out, Murdoch's gets real busy around Christmas time.
Yeah, they really do. They have a whole crew, about 20 people that are, they are literally making this fudge fresh every day using pure Michigan ingredients. They cook it up, and then they've got all their elves lined up in their packaging and wrapping. And I know both Gonzo and I just absolutely love when we were lucky enough to get to go up to the island during the holiday season, is looking at all the boxes and seeing where they're going. And it really is astounding to think of this little shop, original Murdoch's Fudge on Mackinac Island, is shipping everywhere. I mean, tons to Florida, tons to Texas, even Hawaii and Alaska. I'm always like, why is this so big in Hawaii? It's crazy.
Well, I mean, people from all over the country and all over the world really have discovered Mackinac Island. I mean, we here in Michigan know how special it is, and it's a place that we enjoy going because it's close by. And the fact is, people come from all over the country and all over the world to visit Mackinac Island, don't they?
They really do. They come from all over the world. And I think, when they have that experience of being on the island, they want to bring those memories back, and sharing some fudge, with family and friends is one way to do that. I tell you, I don't know about you, Paul, but I have a hard time, sending the perfect gift or picking out the perfect gift.
Absolutely.
To some people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you send them some Murdoch's fudge that they can open around the holidays, and you have become like the best uncle, his favorite brother, favorite friend, the favorite coworker. It's that quick, people will go crazy for it.
Well, not only is it, great to eat and a nice treat, but it's also a very personal gift from Michigan, especially if it's somebody that has visited Mackinac Island before and really has fond memories of it.
Absolutely, because it not only speaks to Michigan and our great agricultural, state. They use pure Michigan sugar right from the Port Huron area and all the fudge there. But I love that they also work on fun collaborations with other Michigan businesses, and that's one thing that Original Murdoch's Fudge announced this year, is a collaboration with Iron Fish Distillery, and they came up with an amazing maple bourbon pecan fudge available this year that features two great Michigan companies, Iron Fish Distillery and the Original Murdoch's Fudge.
Boy, does that ever sound good.
Hey, Amy, why don't you tell everyone about why they want to be listening to the show?
Oh, yeah, you definitely want to be listening to the show, because we at Behind the Mitten are going to give away some Original Murdoch's Fudge this weekend. If you tune in and listen and then head to our Facebook page at Behind the Mitten, we'll have a post up. And if you comment on your favorite flavor of Original Murdoch's Fudge, you'll be entered into our drawing. And we're going to be shipping fudge all over the state of Michigan, so you might be one of our lucky winners.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a great idea. What a great gift idea, too. As you said, Gonzo, the person that doesn't know what to get for somebody, that's a great solution right there.
It works every time.
All right. Well, we'll be listening. And all throughout this holiday season, you guys have got great gift ideas, great travel ideas for us all around the state of Michigan. We sure do appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much. And if anybody wants to place an order, you can go to originalmurdochfudge.com.
We will check it out. We'll check out your Facebook page. We'll be listening on Sunday. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman. Behind the Mitten is their show. You can listen to it on the air on Sundays when we don't have a conflict. Now, we got a Lions game at noon this Sunday noon pregame show. But if you listen on our web stream at WPHM.net or on the WPHM app, you'll be able to hear it at noon on Sunday. And if you're not able to listen at that time, you can go to their Facebook page for information on downloading the program, or wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find Behind the Mitten with John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman.